Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, it's Muckin' Fun Day. It's the ninth day of September 2022. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 and unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 59 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson. We're looking for a high of 63 degrees today for the climate basin. And it's clouded up and it's raining. I mean, we've got some fairly decent rain this weekend, which nobody here is going to be complaining about. And, it's supposed to continue for a while here. I mean, a few more days, and again, nobody's going to complain about it. Oh, man. So what is dominating completely the fucking news of the fucking world, people? A fucking, one of those ancient fucking monarchy bullshit motherfucking things? I'll tell you what, we're going to join in. We have to join in. I mean, goddammit, man. I mean, it's like our obligation to royalty to fucking join in. So we're going to start off with an article written by Galen, our own Galen from our own site. So got a few little things to go with it so we can give our proper fucking salute to that fat fucking goddamn sick ass bitch they're sticking in the ground today. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then, like I said, opening article here is called On Passing of a Tyrant, and it was written by Galen. And for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. What is it that makes some people stand in line for over 36 hours just to walk past the coffin of an obscenely rich monarch, a monarch who, for more than half a century, dished suffering and subjugation, a monarch whom some attest was heavily involved in the global pedophilia ring, a monarch who actually knighted a famously known pedophile. What are the people standing in line to honor? Tyranny, global theft, unjust war, planetary perversion? Well, the lying media has much to do with all of this, as it has said that the one word which describes her is dignity. That is fucking laughable. I was just looking at it. Laura just put up YouTube video. And it's a soccer game somewhere, and there's the whole crowd's chanting, If you hate the royal family, clap your hands, and they're clapping their fucking hands. You fucking monarchs, man. I mean, this whole idea of monarchy is fucking, this is the 21st century. God damn it. We know you ain't no fucking better than we are. You fucking crooked son of a bitches. You have done every dirty fucking thing you can fucking do. I mean, just the murder, rape, you fucking name it. You have done it. That's how you got what you got. And that's how you, when you, somebody drops out of the right fucking pussy, they're automatically fucking royalty. No, you're just another fucking hunk of meat, motherfucker. You're no better than me. You're no better than anybody else. Dignity, huh? Yes, oppression is so dignified, so please be sure to adore her. I'm just adoring the hell out of her right now. Elizabeth holds/held the distinction of owning most of the land on earth. Well, she might say she owns most of the land on earth. I think that the fucking 7 billion people occupying it might have something to say about that also. It's time for these fucking monarchs to go down. Yet the people keep coming to mourn her passing. Is this a collective Stockholm syndrome? A herd mind that has no sense of how false supremacy seeks to diminish them and steal their personal sovereignty? Some are standing so long in line they actually pass out. It is to show devotion and loyalty to one who did so much injustice on our planet. Well, see, you know, fuck, 1 million people can look like a lot. You know, goddamn, 1 million people, you put them in line. But what the fuck's 1 million on a planet where you got about 8 billion fucking people? And the people even in England, what percentage is that? I mean, you show a big fucking herd of people with your fucking camera. Oh, I'm sure there's in the top 15% over there. It's just like over there here. They're going to go and they're going to suck ass because they're fucking Masons and they got to do it. If they want to keep their fucking jobs and keep their fucking positions, they're going to go and they're going to pay homage to that fucking rotten old hag piece of shit fucking pedophilic whore. And all the expense of the group and pomp and circumstance, the waste when people are starving, the purple velvet draping the casket, the crown with diamonds and emeralds, the gold. I just read that. Queen Elizabeth's coffin was built for a British monarch. The casket is made with materials designed to preserve her body and requires 8 pallbearers. The coffin was constructed in a similar fashion that has been used for members of the royal family and English nobility for over 4 centuries. You know what I'm going to tell you about that bitch? You know what? She gets up and puts her fucking clothes on just like everybody else. Do you know that she shits and pisses and she don't shit ice cream? They're just fucking people that have fucking conned. I mean, but they just... Well, they were ruthless. Ruthlessness is what has got gained the powers of empires in this goddamn world up to fucking date. Ruthlessness. The thing I'm not going to leave you alone. You're over there doing your own thing. You're making your way. You're happy and you're having a good life. No fucking way. You got something. I want half of it. I want 3/4 of it. I want 95% of every fucking dollar you fucking make. For me. Why? Because I'm me. Well, that's a pretty goddamn good excuse. Then you got the goddamn cardinal with his hand on their shoulder. Yes, this is what God wants. God wants you to suck the ass of these motherfucking royals and God wants you to fucking take care of these this is like goddamn Superman welfare recipients we're talking about here. And these would be the first people to look down their fucking nose at somebody who needs a fucking meal because their whole goddamn country's been fucking ripped off unlawfully in violation of the fucking law of the land. But they'll still, you know, look down their fucking nose at somebody that, and you, motherfucker, that is looking down your nose, have been advanced because you're too fucking stupid to understand what's going on around you, and you will bend with the wind. Oh, you'll go along with it. Oh, gosh damn. Oh, man, we're going to have a drink tonight. We're going to fucking, we're going to toast Queen Elizabeth, the fucking cunt. And no, we're not. I might have a drink this evening, but I'll be dancing the fucking jig because I'm glad the bitch is gone. And I wish that, you know, they should just fucking dunk that fucking Charles. Why they get rid of him, people. You out fucking number. You outnumber the goofy son of a bitches that'll stand in line. They're going to show it. They're going to try to make it big. It look as big as it is. But I sure listened to that video just now. If you hate the royal family, clap your hands. And there was a plenty of people a fucking hating them. I don't know where it was at. But I don't think they cared too much for the bastards. Okay. Where were we? Built for, or we're talking about her casket. The coffin was constructed in a similar fashion. Hail to... Oh, yeah. Hail to preserve her, hail to preserve, I think it should be all to preserve, her body. Why will she be coming back? Oh my God, you're right. Wouldn't put it past them. When we American nationals finally put our Bill of Rights back in place as the supreme law of the land, it will go out as a message to all of the world that each, and I gotta go to the next page, each, being capital letters, individual is his or her own sovereign, and by God, that is fucking correct. I wasn't born because you didn't fucking create me, you son of a bitch. That's like that constitutional rights bullshit. It isn't constitutional rights. The Constitution didn't create the rights. The Constitution didn't fucking grant the fucking rights. The Constitution was put in fucking chains with those fucking rights, with the unalienable law of December 15, 1791. It's all been a fucking lie. All our fucking lives, people. That's what we've lived. We have lived a lie. Our generation lived a lie, and they still back. They're staying back away from us. They want us to fucking die on the vine. Because they know we want to, we'll cream them. And once we start to fight, and I'll tell you what, these fucking pussies out there are going to be more afraid of us than they are these son of a bitches. I guarantee goddamn it. And then I don't give a, don't tell me about technology. I don't want to hear about all this shit that we fucking built. It's like the song says, standing in the tower that the working man made. Yeah, we built it fucking all. All that ever comes from you is fucking the deceit and the fucking theft of the money to fight, so, or the theft of the wealth so that you can hire the people with, who actually are, have the talent and the brains that should be running the fucking joint. To fucking work for you so that you, and you can take their work and call it your fucking own and call yourself royalty. Suck my ass. And all monarchs are false powers. Yes, they are. Deceiving the people to relinquish that right. All monarchs tyrannize, no matter how they may appear on the surface. If any need to express loyalty, let it be to the mass of free humanity and all the good that can come from it. No one is above anyone else, and no, they're not. No one. Where that first concept came from, I said, well, I always go back to the fucking shaman. One person figured something out that nobody else saw, and then they made it look like, they knew if they made it look like magic, then fucking, oh, I'm gonna work no more. These son of a bitches will feed me. They'll think I'm a magic man. They think that I made things, all this shit happen, through fucking my little chants and my little fucking goddamn, fucking dances and what might have you. They'll feed me, take care of me, carry me around on a goddamn, a fucking hammock with, or a caught with two poles. They'll fucking give me all the fucking, when all the young girls, reach maturity, I get to take them and fuck them all first. I mean, this is how this shit has gone on for years. Now let's see what's really important in our goddamn world today. You know what's going on around in this world. This goddamn country is headed down a shithole at fucking warp fucking speed. This country of ours is fucking, we got people living under bridges, American nationals that could trace their lineage back to before this was even a fucking country. Before it was fucking, well, before the English fucking invaded, how about that? But this is what's important today. It ain't those people living under those goddamn underpasses, it ain't the people that are hungry. This is what's important. Prince Harry and Meghan snubbed in seating arrangements. My God, I will not stand for that. How do I fucking start a petition? How do I start a drive? How do I send them money so that they can do something about this? This is a fucking outrage. What else we got? Pierce Morgan says, Harry and Meghan, quote, made the Queen's life so difficult the last 2 years of her life. God damn, son of a bitch. Here we are, people, we have to come together. We have to forget about sovereignty. We have to come together as a solid block of fucking goddamn morons. And we have to come and we have to correct this thing. God, how dare they? I mean, we're so close to them. I mean, the bitch considered herself our fucking sovereign. So will that cocksucker Charles consider that he's our sovereign. You ain't, you motherfucker. Also, you're gonna hang. You'll be the one that hangs with that long old wham when you hit the bottom of that rope in the shit dance. President Obama still remembers what the Queen did with, the brooch from, Michelle. What the Queen did with brooch from Michelle, Princess Charlotte wears horseshoe brooch to honor the Queen at funeral. Who pay? I hope the fuck that goddamn I didn't pay for that fucking brooch, because I have no intent of giving anything to that fucking cunt, and it's my goddamn wealth, you motherfuckers. You're supposed to be my bitch. Not my goddamn ruler, and you're not my fucking ruler. You are my fucking bitch. And when we start taking care of you bitches, and you start swinging from the fucking ropes, you're going to understand it all again. And we're going to see if any of this shit on this fucking piece of paper here is even relevant to your fucking life anymore than it's relevant to any one of our fucking lives. Queen Elizabeth II receives lavish state funeral as thousands flock to London Street to say goodbye. Thousands? There's millions of people in England. Just thousands? See, that's what I'm talking about. I mean, you know, taking, make it look like, oh, Jesus Christ, they're standing like they're falling down in line. Maybe that's how all your Masons had to show up. How about that? All the Masons and all the goddamn fucking junior Masons and all the goddamn Job's daughters, they had to show up because, that is their bread and butter, is that fucking con of monarchy. Let's see what we got else here. Man drops piece of paper on ground near coffin during Queen's funeral in a viral moment. What? Man drops piece of paper on ground near coffin during Queen's funeral, viral moment. Do you see how fucking retarded this is, people? That is mental retardation. Somebody dropped a piece of fucking paper. Oh, my God. Princess Charlotte breaks down in tears after Queen Elizabeth's funeral. I don't know how I'm gonna make it through the rest of my fucking day, knowing that important, fucking life-changing piece of him for fucking nation. I mean, this is goofy! That's what we even always keep coming back to, is just fucking straight up goofy! The videos of Princess Charlotte instructing Prince George shows she's more like Princess Diana than people thought. And this is what's fucking supposed to mean something to me? We supposedly fought a war to kick those cocksuckers out of here. And then, I mean, what kind of fucking pissant, nobody, nothing moron in this country would latch on to that statement? What are you going to do with it? I mean, what's it mean to you? This video of Princess Charlotte instructing Prince, watch Princess Charlotte instruct Prince George on proper royal protocol. That's the next one. why Lord Chamberlain broke his word or broke his wand, I guess a wand, like a magic wand, of office on Queen Elizabeth's coffin. You bet you owe me $2. Oh, man. Oh, this video of Princess Charlotte instructing Prince George shows she's more like Princess Diana than people thought. Oh. I don't know, maybe I'll put this in a frame and put it up on the wall so I can read it every fucking day. I mean, have you ever heard this? Trivial, nothing, shit. This is trivial, nothing, shit, in a world that's in a world of fucking hurt. I mean, this planet, it thanks to these pricks, these royal pricks right here, and the goddamn fucking Zionist Jew motherfuckers all the way up to the Rothschilds, her fucking kin, and the misery, the terror that people are living under. And this is what they put out there. What do you want me to do? Maybe we should have a vote. Is she more like Princess Diana than people thought? What the fuck are you talking about? Why Prince George wore a blue suit to Queen Elizabeth's funeral? I mean, come on, guys. Fucking, why do you wear a blue suit? That fucker should have been black, I think. I don't know. I don't know what's proper for the Queen's funeral. But, I mean, this is a headline. These are your headlines in your fucking news today, people. Look around you at what's going on. This goddamn country of ours over here in the United States is going straight down the shitter under the fucking judicial goddamn unlawful judicial, private judicial of the fucking goddamn British monarchy. Plain and simple. And we're sitting here, this is what they get. I mean, how fucking dumb do you have to be for any of this shit to mean any goddamn thing to you? How fucking dumb do you got to be to turn the fucking TV on to watch him fucking watch a fucking funeral of somebody that you not only do not know, but has fucking been a fucking detriment to your fucking survival, your whole fucking life? The bitch considered that she owned you. How this has gone on all these hundreds and hundreds of years with this fucking, you know, this British monarchy, the French monarchy, I mean, the goddamn, you know, New Zealand, you got Queen Beatrice. I mean, they're still fucking monarchies. I mean, Jesus Christ Almighty, this is the 21st century, people. I think we should have, but then again, we've been talking the last week or so about how fucking dumb people are. About the Chinese, how fucking dumb they are. Fucking Mao Zedong, he was a dumb son of a bitch. I never heard this bitch talk, but I'm sure that she wasn't no fucking smarter. I mean, they act like they're fucking born with something extra. You got an extra appendage? I mean, what the fuck is it about you that makes you so fucking special that I should fucking even give a shit if you die? I don't fucking know you. And what I do know about you, I hate. And why should anybody in this country who these motherfuckers were attempting to fucking enslave us back in 1775, they were going to enslave us and take everything we've got. You wouldn't have what you fucking have now. You'd be just another fucking goddamn English fucking subject with nothing. You'd work your fucking ass off for enough for you to want your own children fucking starve. Why this fucking cunt here, why we're worried about who... Prince George wearing a fucking blue suit. I mean, Jesus Christ Almighty, people, you fucking dead-headed son of a bitches, but it's only thousands. They did say that at least. It ain't like, I mean, there's thousands of people. Well, there's probably thousands of fucking Masons over there in the heart of fucking Masonic territory, I gotta believe. But you can get a goddamn tube of lipstick as big as my house. You ain't gonna cover this pig. I'm sorry. Anyways, let's go on to something else here. Venezuela empties prisons, sends violent criminals to U.S. border. Well, God, what the fuck? Why in the hell we even got that up here, man? We got fucking Prince George wore a blue suit to Queen Elizabeth's funeral, and we're looking at this shit? What, goddamn, what disrespect we have. Sends violent criminals to U.S. border, says DHS report. This is from Breitbart. For discussion on From the Trenches, worldreport.com, a recent Department of Homeland Security intelligence report received by the Border Patrol instructs agents to look for Venezuelan inmates released from entering the United States, according to a source with CBP. The report reviewed by Breitbart Texas indicates the Venezuelan government under the leadership of Nicolas Moros is purposely freeing inmates, including some convicted of rape, murder, and extortion. What on the hell can that compare to a blue suit? They're releasing fucking goddamn murderers, rapists, and fucking extortionists into the fucking United States, and your fucking goddamn queen worshippers down there are helping them fucking do it. And you're sitting on your fucking ass letting it all happen at the same, because you allowing it. Are you busy worrying, thinking about that fucking suit or that brooch or some kind of shit? What in the fuck is wrong with you people? The intelligence report warns agents the freed prisoners have been seen within migrant caravans traveling from Tapachula, Mexico toward the U.S. border, U.S.-Mexican border. As recently as July, the source not authorized to speak to the media told Breitbart, Texas, the move is reminiscent of a similar action taken by Cuba dictator Fidel Castro during the Mario boat lift in the 1980s. Remember that? Dolly Montana? All the killings, fucking cutting people up with chainsaws, fucking, they took the fucking psychotic maniacs out of the fucking goddamn prison. Send them up here, we'll kill them. We'll kill them, and then maybe that'll get people moving. Maybe when they start coming to the neighborhoods and fucking like chainsaws and shit and just blatant fucking murder right in front of your face, and the police, well, we really can't respond to that. Because we're a part of it. We're the communists, don't you know? Maybe then you'll get up. Sorry, go ahead.
Homeland Security is going to be right alongside them doing it.
You goddamn right they are. And if anybody tries to stop them, Homeland Security will shoot at the fucking person trying to stop the goddamn rape, extortion, and murder. Make no mistake about it. Where are we at? In the 1980s. The report does not state, rather the released prisoner or prison inmates were traveling as a cohesive group, but does state it was commonly shared knowledge among migrants. They're not migrants. These are fucking illegal aliens. That is not migration when you fucking breach a border. This is fucking invasion. Tens of thousands a day. Invasion. You're going to know it's a fucking... I mean, sit there and tell you, well, migration. You will see what's migrating when they're in your fucking house. When they come in your fucking house and you're going to have the fucking balls to fucking kill them or be killed, then we'll see if you want to call them fucking migrants or what they really are. Illegal aliens. There was the big shit about that when this whole thing fucking began, beginning of Obama there, you know, fucking end of, well, even goddamn George Bush. I mean, they were all shit through the same fucking hole. But I mean, about calling them, they're not migrants. When do people cross your border, like it's called a fucking invasion? How stupid could anybody fucking possibly be? Okay. Migrants, Venezuelan migrants in the group were convicts and included hardened criminals. The report does not specify that the release of the convicts, understanding they would head to the United States. Oh, no. It was just, oops. We're going to let out all the murderers and goddamn rapists and all the goddamn extortionists. And well, they can just go on out. What are you? They're all going to America. They must have been ordered. Fucking, I mean, somebody put in an order down to Venezuela, send us the fucking your rapists. Maybe that's what they should put on, take that shit, that horse shit off that French fucking Masonic piece of shit sitting in goddamn New York Harbor called the Statue of Liberty and put that, send us your rapos, send us your murderers, send us your extortionists, because that's what we want. That's how you destroy the fucking strongest nation on the goddamn planet. But you're not going to do it. Eventually, the people will have to fight. The people are the bulk of the goddamn fucking defense of this country. There's I don't care what you fucking say you have. 390 million square fucking miles, motherfuckers. Try to occupy it. I want to see it. You know, I mean, that's why they're using these goddamn poison shots and all this shit, trying to kill off as many as they can. They know they can't do it. Come on and fucking try it, you son of a bitches. They know they can't fucking do it, but they want that one world order. See, the whole thing is, they're not sitting here going, well, we want them guns for America. No, at the same time, they're telling you they want your guns. They want your new world order. The same ones that are fucking doing what they're doing to the goddamn Australians, to the French, to the peoples around the world. If you hate the royal family, clap your hands, huh? I mean, and goddamn it, wonder how that shit came about. At any rate, could be a purposeful geopolitical move, specifically intended to impact U.S. national security. No, I know that's a fucking lie. Okay, I'm going to tell you right now. I know that's a fucking lie because there is no U.S. national security. It's a goddamn corporation. And what you have is Blackwater USA private fucking security for the goddamn treasonous, dog shit eating, pedophilic motherfuckers who are in violation of our fucking law that are fucking causing the goddamn the destruction of our country as we sit here and fucking watch it happen. Letting goddamn fucking foreigners pour over the fucking borders. You don't have a country if you do not have borders. Yeah, that's what old Donald Trump said. We got to get Trump back in there. Who, the king of the Jews? The fucking Jews? I mean, we're sending is in another article, $3.8 billion a year. But they have put legislation that we read the fucking thing on the goddamn air for a $38 billion tax on the American people for a foreign fucking country when they can't even tax us for this son of a bitch. They were never had any authority to attack it, tax an individual free sovereign. Never. The only way anything could be taken from us was through the fucking procedural due process in the common law that is in that goddamn Bill of Rights, the Supreme Superior Absolute Unalienable Law of December 15, 1791, fucking ratified by the people. Not that goddamn Constitution. Fuck that Constitution. It never existed. You do not rule with the consent of the people. And having 10 or 20% go out and fucking vote and say, it's just like this fucking goddamn, funeral, isn't it? You get your goddamn Masons out there and you have them with your 10 or 20 fucking percent max. And they're supposed to be against each other, but they just seem to come together with swap and spit and loving each other in ways we wouldn't want to see on TV. But loving each other for the fucking Jews. If the Jews want something, it's 90%, 100%. If somebody didn't show up, then it's a yes vote. Anything that the fucking goddamn Jews and now these guys, now the Karzarians, you know, because you got the goddamn Biden family in their home fucking territory. We gotta get moving here. Another information gap cited in the report, acknowledges, the unknown role, the Bolivian National Intelligence Service, Venezuela's equivalent to the CIA, may have played in the deliberate releases. Now, you guys get ready for this. You better start paying goddamn attention to what's going on around you. If you've lived in a place that where you just fucking everybody was, you know, it was a good community in spite of the fact that you were living under communism and didn't know it. But you didn't fucking, you weren't watching, I mean, when you sit down in a fucking goddamn room, you didn't sit with your back against the wall. You know, you won't turn around and come back. I mean, step around a corner and look back and see if somebody's fucking following you. You don't watch around you. You're not hunting everywhere you go. Just like if you were hunting deer, like you're walking, just looking at the people, looking for somebody fucking in the wrong place, looking wrong to you. If you ain't doing that, you better start. You'll be walking down. I mean, I'm thinking about your fucking women. You better start thinking about them too. When they drag your fucking women into an alley, rape them, and then cut them up with a fucking machete, I mean, don't cry on my fucking shoulder. You don't like it when I get fucking mean. I'm a hateful son of a bitch, man. Goddamn, how could you say such things? Well, I can say them because that's what fucking warriors say in war. And I have been in war. And I have fucking fought for your sorry ass fucking rights, you sons of bitches. Who wants to fucking try and condemn me? What have you fucking done? Have you served time as a political prisoner? Have you had your bones fucking broken? Have you had your goddamn blood spilled? You want to fucking criticize somebody, you son of a bitches? Go fuck yourself. We've taken note of who you fucking are. The source says the task of identifying Venezuelans who have criminal records in their home country is nearly impossible. Of the thousands of Venezuelan migrants surrendering along the U.S. border. Are they surrendering? Is that modern warfare? You come up to the goddamn border of the country you're invading and you surrender and you get to come in and they give you money and you took the ground? Is that how it works? 150 miles of fucking just your goddamn sovereign territory handed over to the United Nations by somebody. They won't tell you who because nobody had no goddamn authority to do such a thing. And when they did it, we should have attacked. We should have killed every fucking one of them. The son of a bitch is enabling it. Right up to fucking Washington, start fucking hanging them motherfuckers. That is goddamn treason and sedition. You don't give up our goddamn sovereignty, motherfucker. They get our sovereignty one fucking way, and that's war. And you better be ready to make some mean motherfucking war, because you're up against the largest fucking army to ever exist on this goddamn planet. Some old cunt going in the ground now. But some punk motherfucker like that Charles motherfucker isn't. I want that goddamn little skinny fucker to come here and take something away from me. Come on and do it, you son of a bitch. Or your brother's a badass. He was fucking over there in fucking Iraq. I'm a fucking 61-year-old man. Come take something from me, hairy ass. Come here and do it, you punk motherfucker. I'll rip the fucking beard right off your fucking face and slam you into the goddamn pavement and stomp you to death. Stay the fuck out of, get the fuck out of this country, you son of a bitch. American nationals never gave you permission to come here, royalty. And your fucking cunt Kate is a goddamn duchess and she'll never serve in a fucking office here. Get that through your fucking head too. Albert Pike, fuck yourself in the grave, buddy. We'll be right back.
Go to his head, his wife's aggravation, you soon end up dead. That's the same old story, same old song and dance, my friend. It's the same old story, same old song and dance, my friend. Shaved and looking loser, you played with my gun. No smooth face, a lawyer could get you undone. Say love.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT,
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin,
the state of Jefferson.
listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chilliwack, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chilliwack, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:48 Pacific Time. And of course, that was Hogjaw with Get Some. But before you can get, they can get some, we got to give some. That's the part we're fucking up on here. This is what we're not getting, America. American nationals. Before they can get some, we got to give some. If we just sit there and fucking let them do what they fucking want to without fucking lifting a fucking finger, what's to stop them? Where's the deterrent? Our forefathers fucking 240 years ago knew what a fucking deterrent was. A bullet through your fucking head. You're not going to do this shit to us. You're not going to take our law away from us. You're not going to violate our law, you treasonous cocksuckers, because you have already declared war on us. We understand it. What do they got to do, people? They have told you they have declared war on the fucking Bill of Rights. That's your goddamn law. That's your fucking autonomy. That's your freedom, liberty, your right to own fucking property. Oh, well, man, I'm sure pissed about that. Wonder why that guy wore that blue suit to the Queen's wedding. I mean, that's really got me upset, man. It really does. That's why I can't think straight here, guys. Well, let's see what's fucking other outrages we got here. Well, you see, we haven't given away no billions. They like right in our, they like going right in our fucking faces every fucking, three or four times a fucking week as we fucking go under fucking hand in our goddamn wealth of our country. They think. Over to the other places. But fuck, you know what? All we gotta do is hit the delete button, make a fucking big old fucking, plug nickel, make it out of fucking wood and say, that's what we owe you here. Get the fuck out of here, you thieving pricks. Now you send us back what was fucking taken from us. We want all 26 fucking $26 trillion because that's about what it's up to now. We want it and we want it now or we're gonna start hanging you anyway. But you're going to tell us where our goddamn gold and silver is, and we're going to give them a call on the phone and say, we know you got our gold and silver. We know you're harboring these fugitives. You got fucking 72 hours to turn the motherfuckers over, or you're eating some ICBMs. Motherfuckers, we've had enough. America has had a fucking enough. Here we go, guys. This is from Anti-War. It was sent in by Galen for a discussion on From the Trenches, worldreport.com. The Joe Biden administration rolled out a new assistance agreement with Jordan. Jordan? Now Jordan's important? That little shithole down there by right next, adjacent to fucking Israel? We got some agreement with Jordan. We got an agreement with Jordan about what? The fuck are we talking to Jordan for? What the fuck, who are they? What they got to do with my fucking life? What do they got to do with our people that are fucking suffering in this goddamn country? You fucking cocksuckers. You are going to pay. You will see justice. The Joe Biden administration rolled out a new assistance agreement with Jordan. Washington will send Amin a $10.15 billion over the next 7 years. The new deal. What fucking deal? There's no mention, no deal. This is just goddamn corporate mafia fucking payoffs. The new deal will make Jordan the third largest recipient of American aid following only the Ukraine and Israel. Wow, well that makes a whole lot of fucking sense. That's why we're doing it. So we can put that in the books? The White House signed the new memorandum. Oh, you did it by memorandum. You fucking robbed from the every American national without due, replaced our due process of law with you writing a fucking memorandum. You're going to find out what that due process of law is because we're going to put you through it. And you are going, when we hang you, it's going to be so fucking lawful. It's going to be so the fucking right thing to do. I'm going to be careful not to wear a blue suit when I come to it. Memorandum. Just sign a memo fucking random and take from the American people and just hand it out to your fucking communist comrades, your goddamn international mafia fucking brethren. That's what they're fucking doing here, people. And you know why they're doing it? No, I don't got to tell you. No, I know I don't got to tell you. You're fucking allowing it. Memorandum of understanding. I'll just write a memorandum of understanding. Maybe and you send me fucking $10 billion. Is that how it works? These motherfuckers have no hold here. They don't own anything in this goddamn country. We owe them nothing. We don't even, fuck Jordan. We don't owe them fucking, we don't owe them to piss on them, to put them out if they're on fire. On memorandum of understanding on Friday, the Biden administration first discussed the new agreement. Agreement about what? What's the agreement? What the fuck are you talking about? All I see you doing here is throwing some bullshit on a piece of paper while you're handing $10.15 billion out to the rest of the international corporate mafia to be passed out among them over the next fucking few years. That's what I see. Discuss the new agreement with Jordan on the sidelines of the Jeddah summit in July. The MOU is the largest aid package the U.S. has ever signed with Amin. Well, you still ain't telling me much about this, what the fuck the deal is here. What are you paying them off for? What the fuck is the deal here? Why are we giving when our own fucking people are living under bridges and our own people are living in fucking poverty and our own country's going down the goddamn tube? Why are we giving one fucking plug nickel away to any fucking body? Let alone, well, we're just a memorandum of understanding. That's what it, yeah, that's something that fucking Joe Biden probably worked a week so he could say, memorandum of understanding. That's what it's about. Okay. Wait a minute. Why in the fuck are you giving my money away, you son of a bitch? You, first place, you haven't taken it from me through a due process of the law to give it to any fucking buddy. It's a memorandum of understanding. That's all you need to know, peasant. Now move along. No, this peasant here fucking isn't quite just a fucking peasant. This is an armed peasant. It's an armed peasant that ain't gonna take this goddamn shit. That's what he says. A memorandum of understanding. Okay, let's see if we can find out something here. Jordanian officials celebrated the aid. I bet you they fucking did. They sit down at the table as they pass it out to their mafia brethren, and it's an international corporate mafia. That's why they want us against each other for race, by the way, too. Like I try to tell you people, look at who's fucking us. They're of every color. They're of every fucking gender. They're of every fucking god, they're of every race, creed, and color. And they fucking, they'll swap spit, they kiss, and if there is a war, they don't kill each other. They have their fucking goddamn peasants, peons. I ain't your fucking peasant, I ain't your fucking peon, you're not my goddamn intellectual equal, let alone physical, you cocksuckers. Especially that fucking shit his pants motherfucking Biden. Jordanian officials celebrated the aid and claimed it was essential. All right, okay, so we got essential. We got a memorandum of understanding that this aid is essential. It's an extremely important MOU. That's memorandum of understanding. It speaks to the strong friendship. Oh, here we are. Here's what it's for. It speaks to the strong friendship the two countries have. Foreign Minister Amin Safadi said as he was fucking shoving the bucks in his fucking pocket. He added, the U.S. has gone above and beyond for Jordan. Has this said anything to you yet about where $10.15 billion of your fucking goddamn wealth is fucking going to these motherfuckers? This is just mafia handing each other fucking money. And then they're gonna want the real wealth for the fucking false fucking money they're putting out, cause there ain't shit. They can't print it this fucking fast. And when we crush the computer, there'll be no numbers in the computers. Then what? Are you put in because of that 14th Amendment? I mean, not that 14th Amendment, it is the 14th Amendment. Because of that 14th Amendment, you are responsible for fucking all debts that they make. Well, they just made a $10 billion debt given each other $10.15 billion, and now you owe that to them, to somebody. What? You have to cash it in. You have to get, what do you want? They want little children. If you could load up, you know, like a semi-loads full of little children, to have them taken down and hand them over to the fucking government, so they can put them on a plane and take them over. They got another, a brand new pedophile island. It's a big son of a bitch. And I mean, they could start, then they, you could start paying off some of this fucking debt, you deadbeats. Oh, if you heard, are you listening to what I am saying here, people? The U.S. has gone above and beyond for Jordan. Why? For what reason? Why? 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 The State Department stressed Amman's strategy, strategic importance to America. Here we go. Just like fucking, well, must be, oh God, maybe Katie's out there. Why would fucking Jordan be strategically important to the United States fucking of America? Even if it was a fucking real fucking goddamn republic and we were all in our right places, like we're supposed to, what? It's a little piss hole. It's a smaller piss hole than fucking, I think it's smaller than fucking goddamn, Israel. Or what was supposed to be Israel. Israel took all of Palestine. That's no doubt about it. This is to pay them off. Is this to pay them off for the fucking, the taking of Palestinian, for the goddamn genocide committed on the Palestinians, their fucking neighbors? Is this to pay them off? What is this for? You still ain't told me. Now you've told me that there's a memorandum of understanding and that the U.S. has gone above and beyond and that we, they're a strategic, somehow they've become strategic to us. Jordan has, people. They're just doing this right now. They're laughing about this shit. Strategic importance to America. Foreign policy goals in the Middle East. It's important to our foreign policy goals in the Middle East. How? How? You see, you don't throw no fucking subject matter at somebody that knows what the fuck they're talking about when it comes along. How? Describe that goddamn policy goals and that goddamn their strategic fucking part that Jordan plays in it. Jordan's a little piss hole in the fucking. They couldn't whip nobody. We'd wipe them out with a side swipe. And you know it, and we know it, we all know it. They're nothing to us. No more than those goddamn fucking Ukrainians are. Nothing. This is nothing to us, people. Jordan is nothing to us. 10.15 billion fucking dollars. Why are you fucking hurt? Why your people go hungry? As they're fucking destroying the goddamn food sources in this goddamn country. They are working to fucking kill you. You ought to be working to kill them back, don't you think? Ain't that the American way? You try to kill me, I'll kill you first. The MOU represents...
Don't seem that way, Henry.
Sorry, buddy.
What? Go ahead.
Don't seem that way.
It sure as hell don't seem that way, does it? The MOU represents a major commitment to Jordan's stability. Now, it's for Jordan's stability. We're sitting here, our goddamn country is falling fucking apart right in front of our eyes. We're watching our goddamn, our wealth being carried away and handed to the mafiosi across the goddamn world. It's Jordan's stability? That little shithole was, what's unstable about it? They got a fence wiggling in the wind? What the fuck are you talking about? And the durability of the strategic partnership, people. Now, you ever heard more bullshit in your whole fucking life? Well, how could that little fucking nothing, little fucking goddamn state in the fucking Middle East be of any fucking importance to us at all? How? How is it possible? What could they do? They don't have an army that's going to kick nobody's ass. They don't got nothing. They got oil. That's their fucking only thing that, well, oh, wait a minute now. Them Israelis, they like that oil, don't they? But I mean, listen to that bullshit statement. The Memorandum of Understanding represents a major commitment to Jordan's stability and the durability of the strategic partnership. Partnership for what? For fucking what? I'm still there. This fucking person who does, will not accept fucking subject matter bullshit. For what? The press release said. While the U.S. sees Jordan as an important partner in the Middle East, why? Jordan's nothing, man. Jordan ain't gonna whip nobody. They're gonna fuck. Wait, they write their thing on an ally, as an ally when you wanna attack someplace like fucking Iraq and you have absolutely no cause. We have a coalition. We got Jordan. Fuck you! Is that what you're working at? Is Jordan going to be a part of your coalition of third world countries we've never fucking heard of? When you go to attack Iran for the fucking kite cock sucking pig ass fucking Israelis? Huh? Middle East, Washington, and Amin do not see eye to eye. Okay, Middle East, Washington, and Amin. Now, this, here we go. Washington and Amin do not see eye to eye on Syria policy. Jordan recently endorsed the Russian presence in Syria as stabilizing. We see we're at war with East Asia. We've always been at war with East Asia. We've always been, and West Asia has always been our friend. Wait a minute. No, we're at war with West Asia, and East Asia has always been. No, wait, which week is this? Let me look at the calendar. This is fucking bullshit. And anybody that can't see this for the fucking bullshit is, man, you need to go back to fucking school. Or you need to go to a school. Or maybe not go to a school. Maybe you ought to go to somebody who fucking knows what the fuck they're doing so they explain to you how come you're a fucking idiot. Amin manages the 1.3 million Syrian refugees. The reconstruction, now, some of the aid will help Amin manage the 3.1 million Syrian refugees. We are in Syria for no fucking cause. We have no business there. Oh yeah, we do. We're occupying their fucking oil fields so we can hand their oil over to our Jew masters, right? So they're taking care of 1.3. I don't give a fuck about goddamn nobody in Syria. I don't give a fuck about nobody in Jordan. I sure as fuck don't want to give them one fucking dollar that fucking, or one, oh, how are you going to call it? One tiny, teeny bit of our fucking wealth of my country. None. I want us to fuck out of it. I want every fucking, military personnel for the United Nations to fucking go and shoot the fucking United Nations and get their fucking ass back here and secure our fucking southern border. Kick these motherfucking aliens out and let's get this shit on the fucking, on the mend. Let's fix it. Syrian refugees. Fuck you. Who made those refugees? How come they were made? Because you went and fucking hired a mercenary army and went in and fucking started a goddamn, oh, this is a, civil war. Just what's going on. Everybody tries to sell that shit in this country. So not a civil war here, buddy. You're not going to never sell that here. We got the goddamn Bill of Rights. We can hold it up high and we can read it. And all we got to do is, it is, you can go look in the Library of Congress. That is written, ratified, absolute motherfucking law, and there is no law higher. We don't have to do this kind of fucking goddamn bullshit. We just fucking enforce the fucking law and you're gone. You hang. You give our goddamn wealth back to us and you get the fuck out of our country and you leave us be or we'll fucking nuke your ass. The we're going to pay for the reconstruction of Syria. The reconstruction of Syria is currently being stifled by American sanctions. Well, of course it is because we got the oil. I mean, God damn it. I mean, there's nobody that can't see that. We read these articles. It is fucking outrage from one end to the fucking, it's just a fucking outrage. Every fucking thing, every direction you look is a fucking outrage. Mind your own business and you won't be minding mine. Remember the old fucking song? This is a goddamn international corporate mafia. This is a goddamn international fucking cabal. And they're saying that you will starve your fucking country. You do what we tell you. Attack that country. Kill those people. Give your oil to fucking Israel. We'll attack your, we'll sanction, we'll sit like they sanctioned Russia. Boy, they got Russia, didn't they? Russia made fucking record fucking profits and the people of the United States of America can't afford the gas to go to work before they can make enough money to fucking live in their car because they can't afford a goddamn place to live in the country that their forefathers conquered just like they were warned it would be. And that's because you're polishing instead of shooting those fucking guns, boys and girls. That's why you're living in fucking cars. That's why you're being treated like goddamn dogs. They don't fear you. When the government fears the people, you have freedom. When the people fear the government, you have tyranny. We got goddamn tyranny and fucking cowards. That's all we got here. Until you fucking shift your fucking position, grow some fucking balls, grow a fucking spine, and stand up and say, no! That's all you really ever had to do is just say no. But now you're going to have to back it because they fuck you and your no. Fuck you and your Bill of Rights. Boom, 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 boom. You're going to have to fucking kill some of these son of a bitches. You're going to have to slaughter some of these motherfuckers. Then they'll know when you say no, no means no. I've had enough We'll be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast. The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. But fuck you, I don't got to tell you people this. Well, most of you, I mean, all you agencies in other countries listening and everything, you know what? Fuck you today, too. And fuck your queen. I don't care how fucking goddamn secure a casket they built for her. The worms are coming in. The worms will get past it. Sooner or later, the worms will be eating the flesh off that fucking wretched old whore. It caused some much misery in her 96 years of fucking misery. That's what she owes. And Charles, you come on up, buddy, as we're waiting on your fucking ass, you prick. And that is the word from the trenches.